The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
He auditioned for X Factor in 2008. He was only 14 years of age. And as you heard, he got to the judge's house and then was out at that point and then came back and became, I suppose, promising. And then Simon decided to put the five promising young lads together into One Direction, and the rest is history. They had a meteoric rise, lots of success, and then they decided that they had to go their own separate ways with varying degrees of success. Now, our reporter Josh Crosby was on the streets of Dublin this morning getting people's reactions to the tragic news.
I used to love them. Yeah, I went to their concert when I was about 10, so it's very sad seeing all the comments about Liam not going back with One Direction when the real... It's just so sad that he won't see his son won't see him again. And all of his family, it's not sad that One Direction isn't going to be having a reunion.
Yeah, there's more important things in life.
Yeah, definitely.
And how do you think Liam himself will be remembered now?
Well, unfortunately, he'll probably be remembered as the one that passed away, which is sad, obviously.
Was there anything about him that you really liked or what you thought was unique?
He was an unproblematic member of the band. He never was doing anything that was annoying the public, so it was good.
Were you a fan of One Direction growing up?
Yeah, definitely. Loved them.
Did you ever go get to see them?
No, never went to see them, unfortunately, no.
And when you heard the news now last night about Liam Payne?
Oh, very sad. Very sad, yeah.
How'd you think he'd
be? Loving a reunion, but I don't think so now.
I feel really sad for all his fans. I remember when Take That broke up when I was a teenager, and we were devastated. And they just stopped playing music together, you know? So it is kind of sad, because... You know, they might have had a really good... got back together in 10, 15 years' time and done a really good tour. Brought people so much joy. And it's just so sad. And he's a young child. There's a lot of sadness to it, isn't there?
Growing up, would you have been a fan of One Direction?
I was, yeah. No, I just learned this morning that this happened. My best friend texted me. She was like, oh, this is so sad. And I'm like, yeah, this is... He was my favourite.
He was your favourite?
Yeah, for like a time. And then I changed, but yeah.
Why was he your favourite? What was it about Liam that you...
I was 10 or something, and I thought he was really handsome.
So how will he be remembered now as you go to work today?
I think I'm just going to listen to all of the music that, like, all of the songs that he put out since he left One Direction. This is going to be my thing.
Well, there'll be no reunion now of Liam Payne and Niall Horan and Zayn Malik, Louis Tomlinson and Harry Styles. We're joined now by Mary Byrne, who knew the lads well because she was on the same season of X Factor as brought them success. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
What was your reaction when you heard the news?
I heard it last night. I'm over in Spain. I'm doing a gig in Spain, and we were out having dinner when we got the news, and I just burst into tears because, like, and I know this is going to sound very weird when I say I felt like their mother when I was in the house with them. They were very close to me, and I was very close to them. And Liam in particular, because he, to me, always gave me the impression he was the one that had his head together.
Yeah.
Because I used to talk about, you know, what's he going to do with the money he's going to earn and stuff like that. And I said, don't be foolish, Liam. I said, invest it properly. And he said he was going to work with his dad. And I said, he'll have your back, do that. And he always had the lads kind of, he'd get them all together and he'd make sure they were strong enough to go on that stage. And I used to see him patting them on the back and saying, come on, we've got this, lads. He was a lovely kid. He really was when I knew him. You know,
he was almost like mentoring them, like their manager, like, let's get out there, boys, and do it. And when you heard them, I'm sure they rehearsed a cappella in the house all the time. Did you know how good they were going to be?
I did. And I'll be honest with you, I seen how hard they worked all the way through. When Simon put them together as a group and he really put everything into them, and the lads loved it and they went along with it and they did everything they were told. They were up early mornings. They were out on the beach getting photographs taken. And there was never a complaint out of one of them. Never. They were just so happy to be doing what they're doing. And this is what they wanted. And people ask me all the time, what were they looked after in the house? And as far as I was concerned, they were. We had a lady there who used to sit. She was a counsellor. And they had people to go to. So they were looked after there. But I don't know what happened to poor old Liam as time went on. It's just so sad. Sad to think that this young man that I knew as a 16-year-old boy and onwards till he was 17, because we were almost a year together when you think about it, between the auditions, the boot camp, the house, and then the tour. He had this aura about him that he was going to go places and he was going to make something of himself, whether it was in the music business or whether he was going to do another form of business with his father. but he had it together. And that's why it's such a shocking thing to think that he lost all of that for whatever reason, I don't know. Yeah. It's very sad, Pat.
I remember when he married Cheryl Cole and they had a child together who must be, what, nine, ten
yeah,
years old?
Yeah, Bear.
That's right. You know, people were worried about him that he was marrying someone who was rather more mature and experienced in the ways of the world than he was. And in the event, the marriage did not last very long. And then he went, I suppose he lost his way a bit. Did you follow that kind of behaviour over the last few years?
I knew he was having problems. I didn't know it was to the extent it was, because, I mean, they were doing their own things. I was doing my own things. We were all, you know, out there doing our own things, I suppose. But I didn't realise it had gone as bad as it was. I really didn't. I was shocked. I was literally shocked listening to things that are coming up now that I didn't know. And you know, I wish I had of, and I wish I had a really kept in contact with him in particular. And you know, he could have spoke to a lot of people, but I just know that I think the two of us would have been able to help each other. I didn't know he was going through that much trouble in his life. God love him. I didn't.
The question of burnout in the showbiz world, particularly when you have that degree of success so young. And I mean, they were so young, auditioning there at 16, going on 17, and then becoming a global sensation, going to places around the world and actually seeing nothing of those places, literally going from hotel to limo to gig, back to the hotel, off to the airport and on to the next one.
Yeah, that's not easy on your mental health. It's not easy. And no matter what age you are, but it being that young, going doing stuff like that, it is going to take its toll on you unless you have the right people around to help you and you're able to open up and speak about it. But I don't know what happened to them when they were going around doing all those type of things, whether they had people there to help them or not. But I think it is a necessary thing when you have young children. And they were children. To me, they were children. Well, like my sons, yeah. Or your sons, you know what I mean? They were young enough to be our sons. And to think that, you know, they didn't get any sort of help to keep their minds strong, it's frightening to think putting young people out like that. It really is. And it is a hard old business to be in. And you lose yourself because you don't have the privacy anymore. You are now, you're a product, you're out there, people want you and they have to have you. And that's the way it runs. Mm. And that's going to fuck up anyone's
And you have
head,
to be so very skeptical of those who want to get close to you because you don't know what the agenda is.
That's correct. Correct. And right. I mean, even me at this age, I'm 64 now, Pat, and I'm still walking. But even, you know, when I meet a new person and they're really, really nice to me, you don't know they're just nice to you because they like you or because they think you have something you can give them. Mm. You know, that kind of way. So it's frightening. It's frightening.
And in any relationship, you know, you become vulnerable to the other person. And I don't think he was well served by the girlfriend, Maya Henry, who wrote a novel, per se, but it characterized a young woman falling for an ex-boy band member. And the descriptions in the book were seen to be related to Liam Payne. In other words, heavily disguised, or not so heavily disguised, criticism of him, you know, getting retaliation. And this woman herself, she's only 22 years of age. And you have to ask yourself, what does she know about the world?
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. I didn't even read that. I'll tell you, I haven't even heard about that novel. And that's how much I'm out of the loop when it comes to the younger people. And I hate to say that, but I am. But to have somebody write some stuff like that about you and you're not feeling well in yourself, it's going to push you over the edge eventually. Mm. You know, if you're not getting help from somebody, I just don't understand why, you know, it's hard for me to understand it, because the young boy I knew had so much going for him and he had a good head on his shoulders. And all I can see in front of me is this little boy he had blonde hair with the locks.
Yeah.
That's all I can see. I look at Liam now in all the photographs, you know, and he looks really grown up and the whole lot. But in my head, the young boy I remember was this young boy with blonde hair, heavy locks, and really, really down to earth and had his life on the right path with his father and his family. It's frightening. It really is what happens when they go out into the world on their own.
Yeah, and you know, loads of money, but money, you know, doesn't solve all your problems. And
it doesn't.
You know, you suspect that he felt a bit isolated when when the band broke up, and whether it was supposed to be a hiatus and they'd eventually get back together again. But then Harry Styles with an acting career and a very successful music career, and yeah. Niall Horan with a very successful musical career, gigging all over the world, and maybe Liam just lost. I'm wondering.
Well, you see, that's what I thought. Originally, when I heard it, I said to myself, you know, I didn't realise that, you know, he was so bad the way he was. But I knew his career wasn't going to the same level as the lads. And he was the main singer in the band from the beginning, you know. And then to see his bandmates making it really big and he not going anywhere, that's going to affect him as well. You know, this is why I'm saying, you know, you need to talk about your mental health, no matter who the hell you are.
And it's nothing new, by the way, the rate of attrition of musicians and young people who get great success very early. You can go back to The Doors, you can go back to Brian Jones in the Rolling Stones, Keith Moon in The Who. There are so many, the so-called 27 Club, all the people who died at the age of 27. It shows what the business can do. This text, the world of music and fame is cold and ruthless. Young people are used and abused for money. We all know it's a ruthless business. They are cash cows. Nobody truly cares. And that's, I suppose, when you have to admire someone like Taylor Swift, who takes charge of every aspect of her life.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the gas thing, that's why I actually thought Liam would be the same, because he had the ability. But unfortunately, somewhere along the line, he veered off the wrong feckin' road and life just took him for what it was. I mean, it is a ruthless business. There's no doubt about it. And young people are used a lot. But, you know, I think as we said to them in the house, I said to them in the house, keep your family close and don't let anybody try to take you away from your family, because they're your main, you know, sticking point. And if you don't have them behind you, but then you see they go out into this big business the way they did, and their family are left behind.
Yeah.
And they're being worked by everybody else. And it is a horrible business. It really is. I mean, I'm 50. I was 50 when I went into it. I knew I wasn't going to be a pop star. But I've had my ups and downs in this business too. And I've had my fear as well. So I can only imagine what it's like for a band that went so global and done so well.
Yeah, I want to read you one more text, because I think it's apposite to this conversation. This is from a listener. Our 14-year-old son, who never usually engages at breakfast, was full of talk about and deeply upset by the news of Liam Payne's death, which is all over social media. We were all upset when Take That broke up, but no member died. Liam's death will have a huge impact on teenagers in particular and could have negative implications for their mental health.
I think so too. I agree with that. That is very sound. I mean, these young children who looked up to these guys and then seeing this happening will affect them. It will, especially with social media being so prominent about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just wish that they would look at it and see and go the opposite way and realise, you know, this business is great if you get into it and you have someone to stand by you and you can hold it together. But if you can't, then stay away from it, because it is a hard business. It's a very hard business and it's harsh, and people will use you and abuse you. And look what happened to that poor chap who just, you know, went the wrong way, had too much success, and then all of a sudden it wasn't there, then had women problems, had a young baby, and is now all that's left behind because he just went off whatever happened to the poor man.
All right, Mary, thank you very much for joining us. Mary Byrne, singer, former X Factor contestant. Thank you very, very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.